A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear sisters and brothers in Infant Jesus, year after year, we celebrate the annual feast of Infant Jesus here at Carmel Hill. I'm coming from Mysore. We Carmelites in Mysore also have a lovely, fantastic, marvelous shrine of Infant Jesus. And last Sunday was our annual feast there. And if I have to compare the celebrations of Mysore and here, Mangalore, there is a lot of difference, especially when it comes to the faithful coming to the shrine. And with a lot of devotion, a lot of faith, a lot of hope, they come and pray to Infant Jesus. And we have received thousands of miracles from this Infant Jesus here, from Carmel Hill. People from far and wide come. People from various religions come here to this shrine and receive favors, graces, blessings, and miracles from Infant Jesus. Well, I'm not saying people in Mysore have less faith than we who are here. That's not my point. My point is, because we have faith in the Lord, and especially in Infant Jesus, we love to come to this shrine and get the favors from the Lord. Infant Jesus is same all over the world. He's same in Prague, Infant Jesus of Prague, in Czechoslovakia. He's the same Mysore, he's same all over the world. But what makes the difference, dear friends, is our deep faith in Infant Jesus. Our deep faith, and we believe and we hope that Infant Jesus hears our prayer. Today, the theme for the reflection is faith and hope, essentials for prayer. If I ask you, dear friends, is prayer possible without faith? What is faith? We know faith is to believe in a God whom we have not seen. Faith is to believe in a God whom we have not seen. Has anyone among you has seen the Lord? Has anyone among us has seen our God? We haven't. No one has seen God. We haven't even seen our Lord Jesus Christ. We haven't even seen the Infant Jesus. But we believe. We believe. We have faith in God, and we come to this shrine to pray to the Lord, to praise Him, honor Him, bless Him. And what is hope? Hope is nothing but a certainty and an assurance of that belief, of that faith we have in God. If faith is to believe in a God whom we have not seen, and yet we come and pray to Him, hope is nothing but a certainty and assurance that this faith brings in. We know for sure, we hope that the Lord is going to hear us, the Lord is going to love us, the Lord is going to be with us, and the Lord is going to take us to Himself when we die and give us eternal bliss. This is hope. Now, how are they important for prayer? Before we discuss the importance and the essential nature of these two great virtues, theological virtues of faith and hope for prayer, let us first of all find out how faith is very essential in our human existence, how faith is very, very important in our day-to-day experience, how faith, without faith, our life is not possible. Dear friends, prayer is not possible without faith. But do we know life is not possible without faith? So therefore, we should have human faith. First of all, we should have human faith. Now, what is this human faith? To begin with, see, a child should have faith in the parents. The child should believe in the parents. If it does not, then child cannot have a happy life. The child will be always doubting on parents. Therefore, a child should have faith in its parents. A student who goes to the school should have faith in the school, should have faith in the teachers, should believe what the teachers say. If a child or the student does not believe, does not have faith in what teacher says, well, the child will always question and will have doubt and come home and say, "Mama, you see, teacher is saying this, and I see differently. For example, you see, we are all told that sun is not moving, sun is still. But our eyes and our vision says that sun rises in the east and sets in the west. It's very evident to our eyes, to our naked eyes. We see the sun rising in the east and setting in west. But teacher says in the school, it's not true. Sun is still. All the galaxies move around the sun. The earth is moving around the sun. And therefore, the child has to believe what the teacher says, because teacher has perhaps learned scientifically, of course, learned from the sciences and the scientists that the sun is still, the earth is revolving around the sun. And therefore, every student should have faith in the teachers, in the school, in the universities, in the colleges. Without faith, married life is not possible. Marriage is intertwined with faith. Husband has to have faith in the wife. Wife has to believe the husband. If there is no faith among them, marriage is not possible. And that's why we say, if you have been very attentive to the nuptial formula at the marriage ceremony, you will hear there, I want to remain faithful to you. Faithful to you. In death and only death do depart us. Therefore, that faithfulness, to have faith in one another, is very essential even for married life. When we have doubts, dear friends, marriage life is not possible. You see, today the banking system is all a matter of faith. Many of us have got credit cards. Many of us operate our bank accounts from home. We have all these, credit cards and other cards, and we operate our bank accounts from home. What is this credit? Credit is coming from the Latin word called credo. Credo means I believe. So even credit system of the bank is depending on I believe. I believe. Credo in Latin is I believe. Therefore, even banking system depends on faith. We should have faith, and then even system goes fine. If this is the importance of faith in our day-to-day life, what about faith from the biblical perspective? What does Bible say about faith? You see, if you open the first pages of the Bible, there we have got Abraham. Abraham is called the father of faith. Why is he called father of faith? Because we know Abraham simply believed God. You know the famous story in the life of Abraham. Abraham had only one son, Isaac, and the Lord God Yahweh says to Isaac, says to Abraham, Abraham, take your son, go to the hill, make an altar and kill your son, sacrifice your son to me, your only son Isaac, I want him. And Abraham does not doubt, does not question God, simply takes his son Isaac, goes to this mount and prepares an altar to sacrifice his own son Isaac. And because he believed, because he had immense faith in God, his Yahweh, the Lord God provides him with a lamb in the bush and says, you go and kill this lamb instead of your son Isaac. So Abraham is called father of faith. Go to Mary in the New Testament. Did Mary ever understand what the angel Gabriel said? We had just celebrated our Christmas. The angel Gabriel comes to Mother Mary and says, Hail Mary, you are going to be the mother of God. In your womb will be born the Messiah, Son of God. And Mary says to Yahweh, how is it possible? She just believed, just had faith in a God who would never abandon her. Go to Jesus. What does Jesus say about faith, dear friends? You see, a couple of times Jesus has said, I tell you, first to believe what you pray for. Jesus said, first to believe what you pray for, and then what you have received it. First to believe that what you have received it, and it will be yours. Another time Jesus said to the blind man, do you believe that I can heal you? Do you believe? Do you have faith in me? I can heal you. And to another woman he said, woman, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. So therefore, for Jesus, what is very important to miracles to happen is our deep faith in him. Without faith, no miracles. Without faith, no prayer. Without hope, nothing is possible. Human life is not possible. Prayer life is not possible. And therefore, dear friends, for Jesus, faith is an important essential element for prayer. Go to St. Paul. What does St. Paul say about faith and prayer? St. Paul in his letter to Romans chapter 1, 17 says, the just man will live by faith alone. The just man will live by faith alone. Again in Galatians 2:20, St. Paul says, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and who gave himself for me. Dear friends, look at these words. St. Paul wasn't an apostle. St. Paul was not like Peter and John and James. St. Paul wasn't there with Jesus when he was alive. St. Paul came to know Jesus only after the resurrection. And therefore, St. Paul says, I live by faith, only by faith, in the Son of God who loved me and who gave his life for me. Therefore, dear friends, St. Paul became an apostle by faith and faith alone. And he had hope that one day he will join Jesus in heaven and see him face to face. What do saints say about faith and prayer? So we saw human faith, human day-to-day experience. We saw from the scriptures shortly. And what do saints say about this faith and prayer? You see, dear friends, all of us are accustomed to pray to an image. All of us see this cross here. And some of us are moved by this image of the cross. Some of us go to the infant Jesus statue. And then we look at Jesus sometimes and some tears well up because we look at Jesus there. This so beautiful face of Jesus. We go to Mother Mary. We always depend on some images for us to pray. And we are accustomed, we Christians, Catholics are accustomed to pray before the images. They are good. Images create within us a kind of love for God. They are very good. But when we go deep and deep, dear friends, images have to disappear from our prayer. I'm sure you know that beautiful hymn that we sing during the adoration, at the end of the adoration. Let us bow in adoration. And there we sing, let us bow in adoration to this, you know, great sacrament. And there in the monstrance, we have the host there. And it's not simply host, it is the real presence of the Lord. And there the hymn says, senses cannot grasp this marvel, faith must serve to compensate. Look at the words here. Senses, our eyes cannot grasp this great mystery, great marvel of Jesus being present in the host. Therefore, faith must serve to compensate. Dear friends, all of us have come to the Eucharist. Do we know what Eucharist is? Do we see the Lord? And the Lord has spoken to us through the Word. We have heard the Word of the Lord. We know the Lord is here amidst the assembly where two or three gather in His name. He is there. We believe that in faith. Jesus is here in the Word when we listen to His Word. And above all, do we know that this bread and wine is going to be the body and blood of Jesus? That is the faith. We don't see. Our eyes cannot see. We have no image of Jesus right now here. But we have faith in that Jesus. We know that this bread is really the body of Jesus. This wine is really the blood of Jesus. And this is our faith. Without which, dear friends, your Mass, my Mass has no meaning. We have absolutely no meaning. Our faith, our prayer, our coming to the Eucharist, our praying to the infant Jesus has absolutely no meaning if you do not believe, if you do not have faith in these words, in these words of Jesus. Therefore, all our Eucharistic and other prayers are nothing but a consequence of faith. No faith, no prayer. If you do not have faith, we cannot pray. Simply because we are, simply the very presence of us here in the chapel, in the shrine, has to have, before coming to the shrine, the deep faith in the Lord. Faith and hope. Hope, we know, the Lord will not abandon us. Hope is that He will hear us. Hope is that the Lord will give us what we ask in faith. Faith and hope, essentials for prayer. When we go higher and higher in prayer, in a contemplative prayer, mystical prayer, we Carmelites are known for this contemplation, for this mystical prayer. And when we go higher and higher in prayer, dear friends, what we have is simply the presence of God deep in our hearts, deep in our soul. And with that faith, we move forward. Sometimes we may not look at the cross. We close our eyes and believe that Jesus is within me. The Trinity is enclosed within me. And when we go higher and higher in this kind of prayer, dear friends, all that you require is faith and faith alone. Nothing else will come on your way. And it's a dark night to go in faith, just to believe, when at a time when we don't understand God's ways, at a time when we don't understand the Eucharist, just to believe is nothing but going to a dark night of faith. Just senses and intellect cannot understand the mystery of God's being, the mystery of God's existence. Let us ask the Lord, who comes here just now on the altar in the form of bread and wine, to increase our faith, our deep faith in the Eucharistic Lord, our deep faith in infant Jesus, and thus we may also hope that the Lord will be with us, hope that the Lord will take us, hope that the Lord will never stop loving us, hope that He will grant whatever we ask Him in faith. Faith and hope, essential for prayer, without which we cannot really pray, without which we cannot find meaning and significance of our life of prayer.